Ruby, come here. I'd like you to meet Lord Niall Dacre from Sheffield. Ruby picked up her soggy skirt and sloshed her mud-soaked slippers across the damp earth until she met her father and his guest at the rail. "You're Lord Sheffield?" she asked, cocking her head, squinting from the sun breaking through the clouds. The summer breeze blew a loose strand of hair over her face, and she swept it away with a muddy finger, leaving her cheeks smudged in the process. "You're Lady Ruby, firstborn daughter of the Earl of Blackpool," he rallied.
"Papa, what is the meaning of this?" she asked, feeling a sinking sensation in her chest. Sheffield's castle was far down south, and far from the coast as well. He had to have travelled at least several days in order to get here, so he wasn't here on a social visit. She was sure that she wasn't going to like the reason behind his arrival, as she could feel it in her bones that it wasn't good.
"Surely you've heard of Lord Sheffield?" asked Severin, her father's steward, who had a reputation for a wagging tongue. He'd been so quiet, Ruby almost forgot he was there. But if it wasn't for Severin, she wouldn't have known all the horror stories about the infamous Lord Sheffield. Severin had been telling her tales of warriors for years, her idea of a good bedtime story. That is, unless she actually had to meet one of the men of these horrific tales. This in itself was a scary feat.
"Yes, I've heard of you," she answered directly to Lord Sheffield, ignoring Severin altogether.
"And what, my lady, have you heard?" Lord Sheffield chuckled lowly again, his dark, arrogant head cocked in amusement. His long, oaken hair was well past his shoulders, and the breeze lifted it gently around his sculpted face. His eyes were a dark steel grey, and though he was grinning, she still felt the danger that lay beneath his controlled gestures. Ruby felt her heart thumping loudly and hoped the man couldn't hear it too. He was handsome indeed, much taller than her father, and much younger than the gossip made him out to be. Still, he was probably close to 10 years her senior. She found herself thinking of the stories Severin had told her about this dangerous man just recently. Lord Sheffield hid 1,000 sins behind his cool facade, and Ruby wondered how he could look so calm after all the murders he'd committed. His cloak was black, lined in satiny purple, and it reached all the way down to his feet. His tunic and hose were a slate grey, and the only piece of jewellery was the shiny gold ring on his finger that bore the crest of the Sheffields, a griffin. She decided he reminded her of a griffin as well. His narrowed eyes watched her every move, and she felt as if he were a predator and she his prey.
"I've heard you've killed off 2 wives, Ruby answered, chin raised in challenge.
"Lady Ruby!" exclaimed Severin in surprise.
"Ruby!" echoed her father. "Lord Sheffield has had a long journey, and I advise you to watch that loose tongue of yours and pay respect, or
3 now, actually." Lord Sheffield met her challenge with a reply of his own. His eyes interlocked with hers in some kind of defiant battle. She felt his gaze freeze the blood in her veins, yet heat her in desire in the same instant. It wasn't lust that stirred her passion, but rather the spar of words between them. Like her, this man was not afraid to speak his mind or worry what circumstances would develop by his actions. This was obvious by the way he wasn't trying to hide the fact he'd killed off 3 wives in the past few months. Ruby liked a challenge. She lived for a challenge. But being a woman, her life was indeed dull. And though she feared the man standing in front of her, a strange part of her welcomed his arrival at their castle after all. He obviously held some strange form of power within him to be able to make her feel this way from just a mere look.
"Egad, Sheffield, why do you jest with my daughter?" scolded the Earl.
"Who's jesting?" he asked, his eyes still focused on Ruby.